How's your stress level today? Have you listened to the news? Have you watched your friends? Can you see a change in everything around you? The economy, oh, the politics, oh, people's state of health. The challenges that your animals and you both face in trying to get through the day. Often we don't think about our animals, and we don't see them really as energetic beings. But they are. And they vibrate with the same stress that you feel. And maybe we should look at where that stress is coming from and what we can do about it. You're listening to Easologic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And if you like what you hear, reach out and send me a little email. You can reach me at esologicradio@gmail.com. The purpose of this show is really to demonstrate the connection between what I call grounded science, the physical world, and the elevated science, the place of spirit, energy, and the understanding of the universe, the controversial qualities that it brings to our physical life, and perhaps our responsibility to take on the awareness. And through that awareness, perhaps change our lives. And through that, maybe we'll change the lives of the other things that live in our space. Yes, I've just been so inundated with rain lately. I feel like wrapping myself up in saran wrap every time I go outside. It's like there's this barrier between my physical self and the energetic body of water that has been falling from the skies. Now, I live in the southern United States, and many of you live much further north, where the snow is falling and it's covering the ground. And each place, every location, is getting ready to announce the arrival of spring. And to do that, I think the natural world is just saying in abundance that, hey, you need to go through a major cleanse. You need to take the time to rebalance your system. You need to become clear, fresh, whole. Reconnect the energetic body, the energetic thought, the higher consciousness, to the physical realm that, believe it or not, you actually control. And in this space, perhaps at this point in time, we will maybe come together in a point of collective thought and change what's actually going on in the physical world. Maybe there'll be a rift, a transition, a separation, a remodeling, a new mold. But maybe this time we'll listen to nature. Maybe this time we will listen to the higher voice. And maybe this time, instead of hiding, being afraid of the shadow, we will step out and not beam the purity of our light, but bring balance into the places that we live. Yes, surrounded by water, cleansing, purifying the body of the earth. Our bodies also are made of water, and then we cleanse and purify them every day with what we put in them, the food we eat, the water we drink. We cleanse our animals' bodies by providing for them the water they drink and the food we expect them to eat. And as we go through this awakening or the realization that the body is a physical thing run by energy, electromagnetic fields, higher consciousness, being something other than solid form, well, when we come to that point of realization, I'm hoping the way the world is working right now, we'll take a deep breath, a sigh of relief, and say, it's a pleasure to finally meet you as energetic beings. And as energetic beings, I greet you and accept the connection to support the purification of the physical life. We're under a lot of stress. A lot of you aren't sure about your jobs. A lot of you face disease. And when you turn around and you look at the animals in your life, whether it's your cat, your dog, the fish, your snake, or in my case, because I live and run an organic farm, the animals that we have taken on the stewardship of, we all are facing different levels of stress. And because we are energetic before we're physical, we tend to take and throw our stress into the harmonics of the environment that we live in. And when we do that, it disrupts the connection for the animals or the plants that surround us and hold together this healing envelope that keeps us functional and perhaps connected in this realm and space of energetic bliss. I say that with sarcasm because the human state is far from blissful in many places. So I don't want to dwell on the negative, but what I would like to suggest is we focus on some of the things that are going on and the causes of some of our pain, and maybe come together in some form of energetic agreement that there's times and things that we could do to help bring awareness so that the energy around us and the envelopes of communities of people can connect. And then, like in Genesis, say the word to create the change. When we say words, we say something, our desire. We express our thought. And those words take on form. They are harmonics that flow through the space between each one of us. And in that space, there's gaps, a subspace, the place between the smallest piece of molecular or atomic substance. And when our harmonics come through those subspace gaps, they collect the atoms and the molecules together and say, in 24 hours, 48 hours, 2 weeks from now, we will create change. And so by silently thinking, you can change within. But if we're going to change the stress that you feel today, if we're going to change the physical state that our animals are being exposed to, then we need to start using the word, and not in the written form, but in the spoken form. And it's not to be aggressive or to be mean. It's just to state where we are, how we're going to be, and the potential of waking up the sleepers in the group. Yes, imbalance and stress, it all collides at this point of time. Every year, just before we come into the middle of March, it's the time of death. It's the time of preparation for rebirth. This is the point where the earth and the universe and the collective consciousness come together and save up all the leftover thoughts and energy of the last year, of the last life, and say, okay, here's our opportunity to get ready to move in and see if this time the human mind can change the physical world we're in. Take a break. Say, Remember, my name is Patricia Cleveland, and you're listening to Eselectric Radio. I'll be back in a minute. All the rattling of your mind, the voices and the driving stress, just say, Take a breath. Relax. Let all the tension in your muscles go. Create space so that you can relax. Breathe in. And one more time, go, And hold it. This helps to clear your mind, so that you can absorb. And it may not necessarily be my words, but maybe yourself, your inner core, will feel the purity of my intent. Now, if you're not balanced, if you're a person that's not comfortable with discussing the energetic side of life, take a breath and just hold this moment. And see how it feels for you. Because you see, in our life, in our education, in this point in time, man is so focused on the physical, the outside of who you are. Pat your physical dog. Love your physical horse. Feed your snake. Let him wrap around you and feel the comfort he provides you with a soft, gentle squeeze. Those physical sensations are beyond the energetic self. They take us away. They disconnect us. And a lot of people have a hard time coming back into connection with themselves, to come into connection with the energetic being that's housed in an animal's body. We're all energy. And energy needs to be conducted through the body, just like running water gushing through the tap, gushing through your hose when you water your plants. And when somebody at the other end turns the tap down a little bit, the pressure of that water trickles, and it doesn't really come out the hose as fast as it used to. Slows down. And then if somebody comes and pinches the hose, the water slows down even more, and in some cases it stops. So when your energy flow through your body, or the energy flow through your animal's body slows down, you become sick, you become disconnected, you become frantic, you become fearful, stressed, you become sick. And when that hose pinches off and the flow of energy can no longer move through the hose with any force, at that point, your energy leaves your body. It has no reason to stay. It can't go anywhere. It can't flow. There's too many blocks in the physical form of who you are. And how do those blocks get there? Well, you've heard we speak about birth trauma, and that's the primary shaper and mover in defining who you are, how you're going to absorb energy, how you're going to transmit energy. But there's other things that happen in our lives. The food we eat, the sounds we're exposed to, the electromagnetic fields that twist our own physical awareness, bend our fields to radiation. Radiation from the sun, radiation from your TV, radiation from your microwave. These all contribute to the breakdown of who you are. But you can focus and function in a world that's out of balance if you pay attention to what you put in your body, what you put in your animal's body. And this brings us back to the conductive value of minerals, the purity of the water you drink. And if you live in a city, it's almost impossible to come past the limitations of the physical things you put in your mouth to support your energetic body. The energy that you need to flow through your body moves faster than you can ever think. There's particles that radiate from the center of the universe that collide, merge, and carry on right through us and into the space and into the next person. They go through the earth. Nothing can stop them. But if we are not healthy in our bodies, we're not eating the right food, well, that energy slows down. It creates what we call bulges, bumps, blisters, bubbles, abundance, areas where disease can set in, and other places where our energy is kind of pinched off. On the other side of the bubble, there'll be like no energy going there. And that's where our muscles may stop developing. Our bones may get weak. Our brain function may not be what it used to, because the energy flow is not able to move through. And why can't it move through those spaces? Well, it's because if you're an energy being living in a physical form, the physical form needs to be able to conduct the energy that you are bringing into your body. The animal is the same way. Your cat, he needs to be able to conduct energy from the environment through his body and let it go, so that he's constantly charging and recharging, discharging, functioning, refunctioning, generating, regenerating, instead of degenerating. So when your energy doesn't flow through your body at the right frequency, that is, the right speed, well, we can't regenerate our body. The homeostatic process, that is, the thing that helps us heal our body, isn't getting enough energy, and so it can't heal. And if it can't heal, then it starts to use its immune system to create defense against disease, defense against infection. And all these things require energy. So when you start looking at the food you eat, that brings us into the conversation of genetically modified food. And really, why is it in our world today? And what is the agenda behind producing food that really destroys who we are? Is there a purpose? Is there a plan? I'm not going to get into all the political sides, because it just creates such a negative flow. But what I want you to do today is to start researching for yourself. Start reaching for green things in your grocery store. Start reaching for food that has life in it, instead of a box where you add water that comes from a tap that is filled with chemicals. Start thinking about how you can improve the conductive value of your body so your conscious, energetic self can reshape the world you live in. You see, when you get fearful or you have stress, anxiety, those are your emotional symptoms that your body is out of balance. And by just simply changing what you put in your mouth or what you are feeding your pets, which you are feeding your animals on the farm. You change the emotional ability to stay centered. It helps to get rid of all those little chatterbox voices that most people have. It helps to quiet them, to put them in a box, to create space for your own thoughts. And right now, that's really important, because I think our thoughts are being, if I was a computer, I would say hacked. And I really don't like the idea of being hacked, because I came here to experience this life and to maybe improve my knowledge level. Take a breath. Say, Hold it and breathe again. I'll be right back with East of the Logic Radio and bringing you into the answers of what we can do. Whether you're into conspiracy theory or not, it really doesn't matter. What matters is how you use your awareness. Most people spew stuff. Oh, all these politicians fighting over who should take what budget cut where, when, whose job is going to be lost, whose job isn't going to be lost. It's okay. Wrap it up in a bag. And even though part of your heart may be involved in that conversation, just let it go for a minute. And understand that there's agendas out there that are played by some pretty aware people. And they know how to play the energetic game. And all this stuff that gets thrown at us is a distraction. And that's why I tend to say, and pull myself in. And tell all those voices I don't need to listen to them. I need to be honest with myself. I need to honor myself. And I need to center my heart energy and bring it so that my mind and my heart become one. And here I need to have compassion. And I have compassion for you, but I also have to have compassion for me. Because if I don't take care of me, how can I take care of anything else? And for this reason, to talk to you about the genetically modified food, because a lot of you don't understand that it's not only the food that you are eating, but it's the food you're giving your cat, and it's the food you're giving your dog, and it's the food that a lot of people that are out working on farms are basically being forced to feed to their animals. So we're becoming artificial. We're not going to be able to hold the purity of the energetic self. And so eating natural, clean food holds a key to elevating the energy frequencies or the speed that energy can move through your body, to reduce your exposure to emotional distress, to eliminate any future invasion of disease, and to promote the constant stability, the highest potential of your body's homeostatic repair system, so that your body doesn't just fix a problem, but it actually holds enough energy to rejuvenate you, to transform you into the potential of your original self. Genetically modified foods are poison. Ah, you say, but it tastes so good when I eat whatever. Yes, it does. If you look on the back of the box and read all the stuff they have to put in that box so that you can say it tastes good, well, think again. Maybe go to the vegetable section and grab an avocado pear. Or how about a banana? They haven't made a mess of those things yet. Those two compounds right there hold your omega fatty acids, your vitamins, your minerals, your proteins, and your carbohydrates. Isn't that amazing? Nature, in two different forms of fruit, provides you with all the things you need to support the energy flow of your body. A lot of you go out and eat well. You go take antacids because your stomach aches. Maybe your intestines don't work so well. Maybe they work too fast or they work a little slow. That can be related back to the consumption of genetically modified food. Yeah. You see, when they make GMO foods, a lot of you know this already, they genetically alter the plant so that it holds the herbicide, which basically is Roundup. And that goes through your gut, and it's a poison. And what happens is there's not enough minerals in the grain that you're eating that's genetically modified to offset your natural stomach acids, your natural digestive system. Instead, with the lack of alkalining minerals in the grains that you eat that are genetically modified, you are increasing the acid content of your digestive system. And that acid flows through your intestinal tract. And guess what? It has a job to do. Acid burns, it eats holes, and you end up with ulcers. Maybe if you changed what you drank, what you ate, your lesions, your ulcers, and your imbalance of the digestive tract would self-remedy. But instead, a lot of you have faith in the doctor. And the doctor is good. Unfortunately, I have lost faith in the pharmaceutical world. Most of the things I use are herbal, natural. And I have to tell you, I have all of my body parts, all of my teeth. I have the ability to repair and heal my body. I live in a community where people, the flu was so bad going through our community that a lot of the schools shut down for a couple of days. The TV station ran out of announcers to present the news and the weather. All these people got sick with the flu. Why? Because their body's energy system was depleted, and the immunity couldn't keep up with all the stuff that these people have taken from their doctor or from their grocery store, and said, I believe that this is good stuff, but in reality, it's not. It creates acid. A lot of pharmaceuticals have no energy signature because they're synthetic. It's like injecting plastic into your arm. Just think, all that artificial butter is one polymer away from being acrylic plastic. But you butter it on your bread and you think it's good for you. Well, think again. If it didn't come from the cow, if it didn't come from the goat, then maybe it doesn't have a life force, a signature that matches the harmonics of who you are. This is a lot to think about. Yes. And to top it all off, you know, if you ran out and you got a flu shot this last year, well, the Center for Disease in Atlanta last week made a great announcement on their statistics. Last year's flu shot was only 7% useful against flu strain B, whatever that is, I don't know. And it improved. There's hope here, folks. It was 45% active against flu strain A. But the bottom line is you still got sick. So think about it. Life is good. Say, And I'll be back in a few minutes with ESA Logic Radio. How are you doing? I'm back. Wow, that was fun thinking about all that stuff, genetically modified food, how it impacts your body, how it directs you to become sick, how it influences your emotional states by lowering your conductive value. Your higher self has a hard time fitting in your frame. And when you can't sense and interpret the things in your environment, well, the best thing your higher self knows to do is to become aware, to be on guard, to be nervous, to have anxiety because you see you're out of balance. And when you have an animal that's showing you kind of behaviors that are not normal, maybe that's his expression of saying, hey, my energetic system is out of balance too. Yeah. You see, the stuff that we eat that creates ulcers in our guts promotes a state of acidosis, which means our pH levels are out of balance. Well, all of that happens to our animals too. You see, we don't really realize that we've been exploring the controversy of GMO foods for almost 60 years. Yeah, 60 years. And only in the last 10 years, maybe 15, has become public awareness time. A little late, don't you think? So be aware. Start coming together with maybe a couple of friends. And talking about this, I don't mean to form an army. I just want a conversation. I want your words to shape your thoughts and bring them into the physical vibration of this place. Yeah. You see, we are thinking that dogs eat meat. Go and read what's on the back of the dog food can. Go read what's on the back of the cat food bag. And if it's got grain in it, well, wait a minute. Why is it there? You see, carnivores, this may not be so pleasant for those who are kind of weak in the heart or the stomach. But say you were a lion on the Serengeti plain, and we watched them on TV and they pulled down the wildebeest and the animals mobbed and killed. Okay. Then we are left to believe that those animals are out there eating steak. No. That's one of the last things a carnivore will eat. what they will do is they tear into the body and they eat everything that's in the digestive tract of an animal who is eating grass. Because you see, the predator doesn't have the ability to take in and digest grass. Anybody who owns a dog or a cat knows that when they eat the green stuff, well, you can pretty well predict that they're going to clean their gut out by regurgitating. But if it's pre-digested, then those animals get the vitamins and the minerals they need to help rebalance their pH levels. But that's not offered to our pets in the dog food they eat. They're exposed to wheat and corn and all kinds of different grains, and the majority of those are genetically modified. Maybe if we mixed up a little vegetable enzyme in their dog food or the cat food, it would help their pH levels. Now, a dog and a cat's pH level is much different than a human being's. A dog is more acidic than a human. And a cat is more acidic than a human being. So they don't need to have the same harmonic requirements as us. But they still need to have a balanced diet. Now those lions out on the Serengeti Plain, when they tear into the wildebeest body, the body starts to leak what? Blood. That's the other thing that the carnivore gets his vitamins and minerals from. Blood. Not the meat, not the fibers, but the content of the other animal's blood. That's kind of, you're going, not so cool. But that's what keeps an animal who eats meat energy balanced. Not eating horse food. If you look at the back of the bag for dog food and then go pick up a box of cereal and compare, there's not that much difference except maybe the fat added and the flavoring. So think about what you're feeding your animals. If they're designed to be carnivores, then give them the folic acids, the amino acids, in a form that they can take in. Go out and buy yourself, if you can find it, some liver, chicken wings, turkey necks, things that the animals can eat. Yes, and if they're domesticated and they're in your house, they will be sick for a couple of days. They will regurgitate it because their guts need to build up the enzymes to digest it. But once they can digest it, oh my goodness, you get a completely different pet. The itchy skin goes away. The neurotic behavior will settle down. Yeah. And the same thing will happen in your body. You will be able to come out of stress. You take a breath. You can recognize that, yeah, that joint actually hurts. Maybe I should do some exercise or twist my leg a little bit so maybe my knee will line up with the femur above it so that my hip maybe can untwist itself and I can stand up straighter and keep the weight over both my feet at the same time instead of everything going into my right leg. Yeah. When you eat well, your harmonics improve. Then you're able to settle your emotional state. You can stay centered. You can find neutral. You can navigate between the light and the dark. And you can create the reality that you need to live in. When you feed your animals a balanced, energy-based diet, they change. They're not neurotic. And when you start to talk through your thoughts to your animals, you will be amazed at how clear the responses will be. Yeah. So energy. running through a balanced body is our gift. It is our right. And we need to speak up about it. Bones. If you make soup, bones. Bones make up a good broth. Some of you don't want to eat animal meat. Don't want to think about the death of an animal. And I honor that. But for those who have not gone that path, ask for the bones from your butcher. Ask for them and see if they're there. Once upon a time, we used to have lots of bones in the grocery store. And now it's like they've disappeared off the shelves. And yet, the bones that my grandmother used to put in the pot to make the soup or the stew held the vitamins that I needed to make sure that my body could get enough conductive minerals in it so that I could stay healthy. So when you make homemade chicken soup, guess what you're getting? You're getting the minerals from the broth, from the bone of the animal that was put in the pot. Very basic, very important for humans to remember. Think about that. Balancing our diets, using very basic things. It's all really important. Stay tuned. This is Isologic Radio. And I'll be right back in a minute. See what's going on. If you open your eyes, you become aware. You start to see all the little fish swimming around. Maybe you see the pollen from the plants in the water rising from the soil. Maybe you see a snail. They're all so different from who you are. And you stay with your face under this place in the water. The foreigner looking down into a strange world. And suddenly you pull back because you know in a moment that that's not the place that you belong. You're the alien. You're isolated in that world. You don't fit. Well, that's how I feel these days. I'm an energetic person. I operate an organic farm. I rehabilitate animals using just the most basic tools. My hands, my intent, and sometimes a soft cotton rope. That's it. I ask the owners to change the diets of their animals, and they go home and they do the best that they can. But without coming together as a group of people and talking about these important things, about how important it is not to eat the genetically modified food, or what we could do to maybe alter the effects of the genetically modified food. Without these conversations, whether it's with your butcher, whether it's with your dog groomer, whether it's with the person at the health food store, if we don't start saying things, nothing is going to change. And soon we're going to be gasping for energy, gasping to pull the self back into this spacesuit, the thing that walks around in the physical form. I get sometimes really depressed because I work really hard with these animals, and then I have to send them home. And over a period of time, I have owners come back and say, my animal's sick again, and I took it to the vet, and they don't know what to do, or they did this, and they did that, and I've tried everything, and nothing works. So I'm going to bring my sick animal, my dysfunctional animal, back to you. And you can fix it again, right? And sometimes I have to say yes. And other times I have to say no. Because I can only improve the animal given the resources that I have. And if the damage from the non-conductive material that that animal has been exposed to, like the pharmaceuticals, like the flu shot, the thing that helps to spread the disease by the way our bodies drop off dead cells and spread it around a population, well, sometimes I can't repair the damage. Sometimes I can. But the first place I will start is by detoxifying the body. I detoxify the whole body, not just the liver or the spleen or the kidneys. I detoxify the mind, the body, and the soul. I have just come off a 40-day fast. That was part of my detoxification for myself, so I could run my energy well. Not everybody can do that. I fast my dogs once a week. They kind of look at me like, well, gee whiz, is today the day? And I say, absolutely. Your gut is going to take a break. I don't feed genetically modified food to any of our animals. And for those of you that are kind of wondering what I'm talking about when I say genetically modified food, well, let's see. We have come to the point where eating corn in North America is no longer a safe thing to do. We have come to the place where soya, the thing that makes tofu, is not necessarily a safe thing to eat. Canola, the canola oil you may use to make salad dressing from, well, that's genetically modified too. Sugar beets, yeah, that's used to make a lot of syrups and stuff. That's genetically modified. Cotton, you know, those nice little cotton swabs you use to clean out your ears, or maybe the fibers that make up your clothes. Those are now genetically modified. And if you're into agriculture, we have a grass called alfalfa, which is basically fed to cows. Just think, your cow gets to eat genetically modified soya, genetically modified corn, genetically modified cottonseed, genetically modified sugar beet, and genetically modified alfalfa. And then he's shipped to your store. And you take home genetically modified beef. And it's not labeled and you'll never know. And you may feed it to your dog and wonder why. He's looking a little bit better, but he's still not quite right. It's because we need to step back. And as consumers, as people who are aware, we need to start making concerted conversations and going to the people that we buy our food from and say, this is what I'm looking for. Do you have it? And they'll say yes, or they'll say no. But you need to have the option to decide what you're buying, what you're putting in your mouth, what you're feeding your animals. And do you want to stay healthy, or do you want to follow the drama? the medical show you see on TV? Do you want to assign your responsibility to somebody else, like your vet? I'm not against the vets. I'm just so frustrated with the pharmaceutical system that they are being directed into. Go find somebody who is holistic. Support them. Go find an organic farmer. Make an arrangement to see if they can support your personal needs and maybe the needs of your pets. And when in doubt, go to your cupboard. Pull out your baking soda. Take a teaspoon of that every day. That will help your pH level. That will help clear your body. Vitamin C will help to clear the inflammation, the stored up fluid that's kind of full of your pharmaceuticals, heavy metal stuff. Just take it. Don't be afraid of it. It won't hurt you. And if your stomach is upset, go and try some aloe vera juice. You can feed it to your dog. We've been using it with horses for, I'd say, about 80 years, where we use it to coat their stomachs so that the ulcers from the grain and the acid from your emotional distress can not go in and re-wound the ulcer and the lining of their gut. Because you see, when those things heal, the body regenerates and it becomes healthy and whole. Take a breath. Love yourself. Be at peace today. And know that everyone is here to heal. Let the silence and the stillness of the moments flow over into this space. And may your experience expand your unity of thought and create a better place. This is Thesologic Radio and Patricia Cleveland saying, I hope you have a nice day.